Excuse me, this is the conference coordinator. At this time, the call is being recorded. If anyone has any objections, you may disconnect at this time, and you may begin.
Thank you very much, Trey. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the Who is Working Group call on the 20th of August, 2012. On the call today, we have Don Blumenthal and Anne Nafziger. We have apologies from Steve Metalitz, Suzanne Prosser, Cynthia Suknanan, Avi Doria, and Michael Young. And from staff, we have Barry Cobb and myself, Natalie Turbin. I would like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you.
Thank you, Natalie. This is Barry. So as you can tell by the attendance, we have a pretty light crew today. So we'll just quickly talk through the action items and a little bit of the agenda to get this survey launched. And I think we'll have to basically try to move any of the accomplishments or tasks that we need to complete over to the list. And hopefully by the end of the week or maybe middle of next week, we can try to get the survey launched. So with that said, there's basically the agenda is just to review the action items. We were going to quickly touch on a couple of the last action items within the public comment tool, talk about the final version of the draft of the survey and where we're going to host it, and any other business. So with that, let's go ahead and start with the action items. The first one was for me to distribute the next version of the public comment review tool, which I did and which is also posted in the Adobe Connect session. Basically, there's two action items left in here that we can call the review of the public comments complete. The first one is what you see here, which is to review how we're going to outline skill sets in terms of the skills required to take the survey within each section of the survey, for documents that we'll touch on very briefly here in a few minutes. And the only other action that's listed in here, which is really for Wilson, and that was with respect to comment 63, around granulated access, and Chuck Gomes had mentioned that there should be a definition there, and so I just flagged that for Wilson to make sure that we get a definition. So in terms of the second action item, which is to Wilson, in regards to updating the latest draft of the survey with the changes that we've outlined in the public comment review tool, I sent him an email on Friday, and I haven't got a response back from him. I'll send another follow-up email again today to understand if he's implemented the changes or if he has any issues with trying to implement any of the changes or any questions. The third one, which is to activate the survey for the team to review, that one is online, and which is hosted on the ISOC server still, but I haven't been able to confirm whether Wilson has implemented changes in there. And then the last one is to determine hosting requirements for our survey. So when we had our last call, there was the idea that the URL address of where the current survey is hosted may be misleading. So I investigated internally with ICANN as to whether we could find an ICANN.org URL to redirect to that or host it internally. The first option wasn't going to work, the URL redirect, given how the survey is or the survey software is structured. The URL redirect would only occur on the first page, and then you would see the remaining ISOC.org. I can't even remember the address anymore, but it was still going to show up on the ISOC server. I also had reviewed with the ICANN legal team, and they raised a number of issues about hosting a ICANN-sponsored survey external to ICANN. So ultimately, our only option is to host this internally. I have engaged the IT team, and they should be building out the hosting solution and get the line survey software installed sometime this week. I'm hoping by Friday or so that the instance will be up and that we can start to configure the survey software. I suspect there will be one or two issues around getting or migrating the draft survey that we have from the ISOC server over into ICANN, but we'll be able to work through those, I'm sure. And at that point, then we can confirm the final draft. Any questions up to this point?
Sorry, this is Ann. Are we still on, I mean, given all of this, are we still on target for this, for the scheduling that we have right now? It doesn't seem realistic, but maybe I'm missing something.
No, you're not missing anything at all. I think our target was missed quite a while ago. We originally hoped to have this released in the middle of July, and now we're in the middle of August.
Because it currently says that we are looking to try to release this by Wednesday of this week, and that seems aggressive given what we're looking at here.
Oh, absolutely. And, yeah, and I haven't updated the milestone schedule yet. Certainly where we're hosting the survey was a last-minute issue that I don't think anybody really thought about until we looked at, you know, kind of the marketing aspect of the URL. Fortunately, the IT team has a much quicker turnaround time to provide us a solution. The original thought that it was going to be 3 weeks to a month or so before we would get that installed, but based on the latest intel, it looks like they'll be able to provide that for us this week. So I suspect we probably won't release the survey till the first or second week of September, as to which we should have our liaison communicate to the council of our delay.
Okay. And then one more follow-up to that, if I may. When do you think we'll have that date determined? I'm just thinking of this from a marketing perspective in terms of getting my folks on, you know, on my intercommittee and other professionals and colleagues to participate in this. I'd like to give, you know, enough of a heads up and do enough of a sales job to get people to participate.
I hope that it'll be, I'm looking at the calendar now, I'm hoping that by the week of September 10th that we can launch this. The prerequisites to all of this is to, A, get the hosting solution set up, get the current survey migrated to that solution. We still have to make sure that we finalize all of the changes as from our public comment review, which I'm hopeful that Wilson will be able to take care of before we migrate. Then once we confirm that all of those three have been completed, then we can start to advertise and market the availability of the survey. So I think right now, hopefully the week of September 10th, hopefully that's not a pessimistic type view, and we'll try to hit that.
Okay. But we should have a better idea by the end of the month, I would think, about what we're looking at realistically.
Absolutely, and certainly hopefully by the end of this week, you know, we'll definitely get a lot better visibility into that target date.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Hi, it's Don. Do you have any kind of any discussions with IT about testing it before it goes live, us testing it?
I haven't yet. I'm waiting for them to come back with exactly how they're going to set up the solution. Unfortunately, I don't have very much visibility into IT operations, but in talking with the lead over there, he said that it's going to be pretty simple to set this up. The one concern I have is that I don't have VPN access into ICANN, and I suspect that the management of that console will probably require that, but I don't know for sure. So actually, I'm kind of flying blind right now.
All right, well, do I or Michael or somebody need to get in touch with them directly? I'm not comfortable with this thing going live without at least some of us putting it to its paces.
Oh, absolutely. So, yeah, as soon as we get it set up and get the survey migrated over, I would definitely want to at least have the working group members try accessing the survey, several times and, some integration testing for sure.
Okay. Did you give any idea of what the objections were to hosting an outside ITAM?
They were mostly security related. The first question from legal was, is there any personal information being gathered, which there isn't. But the legal team did raise the fact that any data that is captured from the survey is outside of ICANN's control, even though it's being marketed from an ICANN perspective, and that if there were any kind of security breach or a sharing of the data that wasn't in line with the working group's goals or mission, there were some pretty big concerns. In fact, in the discussion, it raised a larger issue because there are other survey-type things going on external to ICANN, whether they use SurveyMonkey and some of those things. So actually, I believe it's going to be starting a much bigger discussion from a policy perspective within ICANN and how these things are hosted. Kind of the good news is that once we get this set up, that it'll be hosted within ICANN for future working group efforts and those kinds of things. The survey software will be available. And so from a much larger perspective, I think that this is probably a good thing that ICANN is going to be addressing.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Well, so there's only three of us basically on the call today, so I don't know that we're going to get much accomplished otherwise. Just in terms of for the recording sake, I'll mention this. I created a supplement to the comment. There we go. That's posted in the Adobe Connect room, and essentially I just extracted the comments that referred to the skill sets for each section. And my network dropped again. So I'll send out another email to the list, and hopefully we can try to maybe get this accomplished on the list. But the idea here, again, is that I think that everybody's recognized and not acknowledged that there may be multiple participants completing a single survey for a different group of people, and we would help aid or facilitate that by outlining what skills may be required to define or to complete each section of the survey. So what I did here is basically extracted those comments that were related to that, and hopefully we can use this as a tool to help update each section. So, for instance, basically Section 2, the provision of a publicly accessible and machine-parsable list of domain names, the comment that we received is that this section is definitely for technical users, and so we'd want to outline that or define that within Section 2 and list that up in the description. Do you guys have any thoughts about how we might try to accomplish this? Do we just go off of the comments that we've received and update the descriptions accordingly, or should we take a little bit deeper dive and try to understand whether, I guess, more of the details or the definition of the section?
Oh, sorry, I was on mute there. I think it's worth coming up with a set of specifications. I'm not sure how much time we want to spend, though, on diving through and deciding which applies to what. And then that's just based on us being a little discouraged on the level of involvement. I'm not sure. It doesn't seem tough to get anything beyond superficial responses.
Hi, this is Barbara Roseman joining late. I'm sorry for that.
Hi, Barbara. This is Barry. No worries.
Okay.
For those on the call, Barbara is with ICANN, and she's basically taking over the helm for the WHOIS surveys that are going on external to what we're trying to accomplish here. And she'll be providing a backup as we for the WHOIS survey working group until we complete the final report.
Mm-hmm.
Basically filling the shoes of Liz.
Well, in this regard anyway.
Barbara, we have an extremely light crew today with several apologies, and so we'll probably be concluding the call here in a few minutes. We just reviewed through some of the action items, and we're just discussing kind of the survey setup. As you've seen with some of the emails, we've had some hosting issues that we're trying to work through now. Once we get that set up with IP, then we'll be able to migrate the draft that we have hosted over on the ISOC server into the ICANN realm. And then basically we just need to work through some of the last-minute changes to the survey itself, and then we'll do some integration testing and then release it out to the community for availability.
Okay, I'll just listen in and be on mute so that my outside noise doesn't bother anyone.
All right, thank you. So, Don, I agree. I think for the most part, maybe one or two statement sentence within the introduction of each section that just basically kind of qualifies, you know, whether this is uber technical versus just, capable for general users and those kinds of things. But I agree. I don't think we need to spend a whole lot of cycles on this because for the most part, the survey is pretty much all technical.
Yeah, this is Anne. I agree. I think, the length already, I don't know that we want to make this any more arduous for folks.
True.
So our three categories are going to be technical, general, and all. At least that's our beginning set.
I would agree with that.
Okay. I'm just looking with what you've got here, making sure I'm not missing anything.
I guess, like I said, I'll send out another note to the list and include this attachment, and then I'll define within the email itself. I'll go ahead and list all the different sections, and I'll kind of based off of what has been provided for us here, I'll just include the technical, general, or all. And if there's any debate that needs or any changes to that list, then we can try to hopefully accomplish that on the email list. And we'll have Wilson add in those statements into the description.
Okay.
The last thing that we'll talk about, which is basically within number four of our agenda about discussing multiple entry restrictions and resume later functions. We did get that accomplished on the list, and Wilson provided some information that should allow us to get through it. Basically, there are different settings within the Lime survey software that will allow multiple IP addresses to access the survey. Certainly the person that will start the survey, they have the ability to resume later, create an ID, and come back and complete the survey at a later time, as well as then that first person that completes the survey they can distribute that ID to multiple people within their organization to complete the other sections of the survey as well, which I think really kind of ultimately dovetails into the integration testing. We'll make sure that those settings are set appropriately within the software itself.
Will people filling the survey out have to do it in sequence, though?
No. Basically, once the first question is completed, you can forward through to the end of the survey without hitting the submit button and move back and forth at your leisure.
Okay. And just in the sense of a question about ultimate convenience, can two people be in the same survey same time?
That I do not know, but that is a good point, and I would suspect no. But I will take a note of that, and we'll make sure that we identify any loops or any issues with that.
Okay. And that's easy enough to cover in an instructional note. That I know the question would come up if you've got a team working on it.
Right, exactly. All right. Well, I think that's basically all I had for the day. Again, very light crew. And we're going to go ahead and schedule a call again for next week. And hopefully we'll have a lot more information about where we stand with the hosting solution and getting the draft migrated over into the ICANN-hosted solution. And we'll move from there.
Excellent. I appreciate all you've done this week, or the last 2 weeks, I guess, since we met.
And next week I'll call in on time.
Have a good
one. Thank you all, and I'll see you on the email list then.
Okay.
One other quick question for purposes of planning ahead. Do we want to say we'll skip 2 weeks from now, or do we want to issue a doodle poll for people because 2 weeks from today's a holiday?
In the U.S.
Yeah,
you
could. Right. Yeah. It's a federal holiday here, so.
Yeah.
Well, I definitely think we should meet. Let's go ahead and plan to meet on the 27th, so that we can at least get an update. But yeah, for sure, I imagine the 3rd we will not meet, and probably schedule the 10th.
All right. Good enough.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
All right. Great. Thank you.
Bye.
Take care.
Okay. Thank you, team. I'll now stop the recording. Thank you.